What's happening? What is up? What's gone down? It's Dave. It's Duncan. I had three intros in my head there, and I just thought, let's go with all three. Back.
Is that choose your own adventure for intros? Come to page three. No, that's a shite intro.
We're back for another album review. For this review, we've been checking out a new release from Arkansas doom band Pallbearer. The band's new album, Minds Burn Alive, will be released on May 17th via Nuclear Blast Records. 5 years in the making, the journey to fruition did not come easy. Recording, initially slated for 2020.
Oh, what happened in 2020?
It was delayed for obvious reasons, Duncan. A second attempt...
A shortage of mixing desks.
A second attempt...
Great feeder shortage of 2020. I remember it well.
Just like yesterday. A second attempt in 2022 was yet another roadblock with Brett Campbell, that is, the vocalist, remarking, after so much time and two aborted attempts to record, it was beginning to feel like the album was cursed.
Yep, snake bit.
Finally, in 2023, everything came together and what felt like a creative process doomed to incompletion was transmuted into an opportunity to expound upon the original vision for the album.
He never said that. He wrote that and used a thesaurus.
You ChatGPT'd that. Pallbearer's fifth full length is a heartfelt...
Is this only album five for them?
I know.
Fuck's yeah. sake.
A heartfelt meditation on isolation, trauma and mental breakdown, framed by the possibility of redemption and the quiet, aching beauty of escape. Musically and lyrically stripped bare and vulnerable, Mind Burns Alive deals in universal themes of loneliness and the feeling of emotionally drowning in a world turning upside down. Bassist vocalist Joe D. Rowland describes the album as an exploration of fate when you are deceived by your own instincts and internal voice. Mind Burns Alive was tracked at Fellowship Hall Sound and the band's own studio spaces in Little Rock. It's been a long and obsessive process, and a lot of our focus has expanded since Heartless, which is their 2017 album, to production, to having the ability to record exactly what we want, how and when we want, says Rowland. Building a studio that the band could use as their own motivated Rowland to move from Brooklyn back to Arkansas. It's ironic given that the album is largely centered around isolation, but it felt like it summoned us into being back together in one town after so long apart. So, Pallbearer. So, this year I've tried to pick some releases based on the fact that I am well aware of who the band are, but never really gone in on the releases.
Oh, right, so Pallbearer's not a...
Yeah, Pallbearer, I've always been that band that I've read and heard a lot about, but never really spent a huge amount of time with. So I felt like this was like, it's a good time to get acquainted with Pallbearer.
Aye.
How about you? Had you dabbled or?
At least one or two albums.
Okay.
The sort of band, and most of it came through doing our old website. Mm-hmm. Like Pallbearer were one of those bands. When I started really getting into doom music, Pallbearer were one of those bands that were mentioned as kind of, not necessarily a new band because they've been on the go for ages, but one of those bands that, if you were looking for something that had a more melodic streak to it and wasn't all just like the fucking ugliest doom you've ever listened to, Pallbearer were that band. So, but at that point though, I thought they had more albums in the tank. Mm. They must have only been maybe two albums in then when I checked them out.
Yeah.
I never checked out the previous album though, because when you mentioned that, that didn't ring a bell. So I must have checked out what albums two and three.
Right.
I remember quite liking what I heard. Wasn't blown away, but then my preference at that time, even with doom music, leaned more to the ugly stuff than it necessarily did towards things that had an element of cleanness specifically in the overall vibe.
Right. So what did you make of Mind Burns Alive? What do you think of this one?
Mind Burns Alive is a very pretty album. Right,
yeah.
Just a very delicate, very, very pretty album that occasionally allows you... I'm going to change my analogy here. I was like, I've got a phrase in my head, but it's cancelable.
Okay.
Right, so I'll tell you off air. But it involves okay. upskirting and a penis. So the thing about this is... When you listen to this album, there is a... Paul Bearer are very, very good at creating a scape of sound, right? And like bringing you into that, and there's a sense of tranquility within it. And then once it, like, it does kind of this inviting scenery, and once you get over the hill, there's something a bit darker there, like that you couldn't see over it.
Yeah.
And they're very, very good at it, and they do it almost in every single song here. And they don't ever do it in exactly the same place, which is why I kind of fucking love it. It's a surprisingly well put together album, and that's no offense to the band. It's just to be able to utilize a technique like that without it becoming repetitive is actually like a borderline genius in terms of songwriting ability. The thing I love about this is it is the very definition, we use this all the time, of light and shade. It's like of heavy and light, of fucking like dark and like light. There's a lot of light here, coming back to light. It is that though, because it is, at times this album could fall apart because it's balancing on the top of a pinhead and how delicate it sounds. Mine Burns Alive, can't say that, is a great example of that. There's a whole swath in the middle bit which is like just clean echoey guitars and really delicate floaty vocals, and you're listening to it, and it goes on for a prolonged section that you're like, what? And then the band will come back in segments and move back out, and it just to me shows like supreme confidence in the songwriting. It's a melodic doom album, so I'm just going to say, if you're looking for anything, a wee bit double time, ain't happening. If you're looking for a wee bit slam two-step, you're not going to get that either. A wee rogue blast, ain't happening. And gravity beats are definitely off the menu, right? Ain't in this one here. It's deliberately paced, but actually it's a comfortable pace. In the same way that when we reviewed 40 Watt Sun a couple of years ago, an album that doesn't really move any track from the BPM of the first opening chord, this kind of sits in that as well. And I found myself listening to Mind Burns Alive in a similar fashion. I tend to get put on later at night, tend to get put on in the good headphones in a darkened room, and I would sit back, close my eyes, and just listen to it unfold. I think that's where the band kind of shine for me, is it's intricate, clever, playful, whimsical, light, and at times heavy guitar riffs that are underpinned by beautifully designed and crafted vocal lines. The vocals here they never go heavy, but they never need to go heavy. But they sit in a kind of mid-upper register until they have to do that stretch into the higher notes over choruses. And when they do, you kind of feel like the listener equivalent of a swoon. Like that. It's very, very, very pretty to sound. Production on this is fucking awesome, man. They're not on Pelagic Records. Were they on Pelagic Records, I would say this is your standard Pelagic Records. It just sounds like it's designed for an amphitheatre, like a big crowd of people sitting down, not standing, and just taking in that aura about them. I was like, when I come into this one having heard them before, I was dubious on the run length, not because their albums don't tend to run long, but 6 songs and 50 minutes in length. 2 of the songs in this one trip over the 10 minute mark, which is a danger, right? Especially in the doom genre, because generally what that means is you like this riff, well, 5 minutes of it. Paul Bearer don't necessarily don't do that, but they smartly add other elements in, whether that's a second guitar over it or change the vocal line or a bit of stuff, some of the stuff they're using with the tones in the background. Just a really, 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 really well put together, Competent sounds like a horrible word, so let's not use that. It's a really well put together, very well structured, cleverly thought out, and I was going to say competent again. Competent's not the right word. Proficiently executed album. Mm-hmm. Like, to me, this just feels like a band that are well versed with their sound, well versed with what they have to do, and all the tools are there, and they know how to craft an album. Mm. Like, this is a very, very, very handsomely crafted album.
Yeah.
And it got to the end, and I, you know, this is the sort of thing that to me is a mood piece I will listen to when I want to relax at night. I will shove an album like this on, I'll sit down and I'll let myself drift on like a river of those lyrics and tones and guitar riffs down. I don't think it necessarily puts a foot wrong. I will say, which is my complaint overall with Doom, melodic Doom overall, is that I think the genre doesn't always lend itself to multiple listens back to back because of that proclivity to stick within a range of BPM and a length of songwriting. But that's my that's my only negative here. I think it's a very well crafted, excellently executed, and very well recorded album. So yeah, like, I'm more curious as to where you come in, having not really delved with Paul Bearer before. To me, this wasn't a huge step away from what I had already heard of the band. It was just much more accomplished and much more focused from some of the earlier stuff, which could be not experimental, but could be like, could try and do elements that didn't always fit in. I feel like they're like more comfortable with their sound and their skin now than I've heard in any release before, and it's evident on the six songs on the album. So yeah, how did you get on with Burns Alive?
So I was like, right, okay, new album, let's do a wee prep, let's dive into the previous album, let's go and have a wee listen to Forgotten Days. I'm thinking, you know, ahead of the curve and all that, let's jump on that. Turns out Paul Bearer were like, no, fuck you, Dave, we're going to do something a little bit different this time around. A big doomy wall of sound album is not what the doctor ordered. In fact, we are going to strip it all back and hit you with a different type of heaviness, something with a bit more emotional weight this time around. And it kind of caught me off guard, because when I listened to Forgotten Days, I was like, okay, that was fucking awesome, crushing, heavy, doom, loved it. And then I hit play on this one, I was like, what is happening here? This is not what I was expecting here. Although, like, if you go back, and I had a listen to some of their previous releases before that, you can hear that they can be quite dynamic. You know, there's albums where they have kind of experimented with a bit more kind of clean and, you know, kind of vulnerable sounds. But I don't think it's ever been done to this extent before. And this album really takes its time. Like, that's something to bear in mind when you hit play in this release. It's not something that's going to give you everything on the first track. I'm trying to think,
is it it's the third track, Singles? Interestingly enough, this album has no singles. They're all too long. The track Single, it's Signals. I'm joking. Yeah. Signals. It's like a seven, it's almost an 8 minute song. And you're like 3.5 minutes before the chorus kicks in.
Yeah. It's like,
when it kicks in, it's amazing. But you're almost halfway through the song, they're like, oh shit, chorus.
it's very much an album like that. Like, it's a slow burn kind of journey into what they have to offer on Mind Burns Alive. And that difference alone makes this a completely different release from Forgotten Days. I felt like that album opened big. It was like thunderous, riff heavy, big chorus, and like, as an opening track, it almost made it difficult to follow up on that album, whereas I feel like on this release, on Where the Light Fades, it sets the tone for sure, but it doesn't use all its ideas too early. And I actually think this album gets better as it goes on, because they have more options with different tones and textures to kind of expand on as they go through this release. And you kind of nailed it. Like, I know this is an overused phrase when reviewing, but this is all about light and shade. It's an album very much about contrast, building layers, and kind of showcasing a a wider kind of sonic palette from Pallbearer. They're going from these like very clean and like almost kind of folky, prog-ish kind of type guitars. There's a big kind of lush reverb, which they've always used a bit of that in the past. There's synths in here as well. Mm-hmm. And then they're kind of taking those moments and really kind of building on them before kind of moving into these heavier moments of doom and kind of on fringing on sludge as well. But I must admit, I really enjoyed the payoff on these tracks. I didn't feel like there was any point where it went on too long. I think that more intimate side of the band almost heightens the bigger parts when they kick in. When they like, even like when they flip it around, like, and they start like on the, I think it's a title track, they start kind of heavier on the title track and then kind of simmer down into something more intimate. And it's like, when I was listening, I was thinking it's not unlike a band like Chrome Ghost. Like they kind of play with that same type of formula, different sounding bands, but they do have a similar kind of idea there. But I think this wider range of dynamics makes this album much more rewarding than the previous release. There's a kind of more emotional layer to this one that I don't think Forgotten Days has. And I think those moments can at times hit even harder than the big kind of doom riffs that they had on the previous release. I think Signals is a great example of something so fragile, but just as captivating in its kind of minimalism on the track. It's actually one of my favourite tracks on the album. The way they kind of build it up into something more imposing, or even like adding in this big epic solo on the title track. You know, it's a very uplifting kind of moment on a track that's peppered with these quite doomy kind of moments. Then you've got tracks like Endless Place, which does get into the kind of proggier lengths at like kind of over 10 minutes. But it never felt its length to me. They managed to keep the different sections of that track concise enough that they don't feel like overstretched. And then adding in like a guitar solo in the middle, and then there's a saxophone part.
Wee saxophone, jazz sax as well.
Yeah.
Which they do it, and it's not what I expect. When the sax first kicked in, I was like, all right, saxophone, and it's like going, and yeah. I was like, oh, fucking jazz sax.
Yes.
Like, yes.
And that's another element they use is to kind of break the track up. Mm-hmm. Like, yeah, sax is like the instrument of choice in metal just now, but yeah. I actually think they used it really well on that track.
Different from anyone else I've heard use it.
100%, yeah. So. Completely different kind of tone to it. And the sax almost gives it a kind of glimmer of hope type feel, like against that like heavy doom tone that it finishes on.
Also weirdly a kind of Middle Eastern sort of vibe,
yeah,
because of those tones as well.
Yeah,
once again, if you've got your eyes closed and your headphones on, you suddenly start getting this kind of, like the album cover, those kind of warm, reddy, orangey, kind of flamey colours.
Yeah. I think like vocally, Brett, like for, in terms of like doom, like he's got like a voice made for that genre, yeah, like 100%. He reminds me of like, at times he reminds me of like Nate Garrett from like Spirit Adrift and some of the kind of heavier moments. A little bit of, what's the other band? It's the doom band from England that we went to see last year. The names just went from my head.
Could be any.
Green Lung. A little bit of kind of Green Lung in there as well. But he actually does a really good job on this album of not sticking to that particular style all the time. I think he's actually opened up quite a bit vocally on this release, really kind of leaning in on that more gentle side of his voice. I thought, though, it was a great idea to give the bassist, Joe Rowland, a chance for him to flex his vocal kind of abilities on this release. He takes the lead on Daybreak. And I thought, like, his tone is a little bit more kind of modern. But the character of his voice, it really gives, like, the kind of bare parts of that track a really, like, sincere kind of feeling. And when the heavy parts kick in, it sounds huge. You know, they've got vocal harmonies going on. There's a guitar harmony part that kicks in. It's another kind of highlight of the release. I really enjoyed that track. And then the album closer, another kind of 10-minute epic, which... That track, I felt, was kind of touching on some of the heaviest stuff Pallbearer have done. The last track is definitely more in the kind of doom and kind of sludge kind of realm, more than the other tracks. But on that track, you've also got You've got Brett doing vocals, but you've also got Devin, the other guitarist, adding a heavier vocal to the mix. Mm-hmm. So it's kind of the first time that you're hearing really like kind of shouty, heavy vocals on the album. And the two of them are kind of adding the vocals in at the same time. It sounds huge. That last section of that track sounds absolutely massive, really heavy as well. Just a really kind of monstrous ending to the album. Yeah, it might not be the pallbearer album that you expect from the band, but I think it's one that, for me anyway, it definitely left more of an impression than the previous releases. I think it has a kind of sophistication and a level of emotion.
Maturity. Use the maturity word.
Not even use it. A level of emotion that we've not really seen pallbearer go as deep on as they have here. And I think it really suits them. It shows a level of growth. Still not using the maturity word, that I'm really excited to hear like where this kind of takes them. I'd love to hear them keep expanding on this. I mean, the straight up kind of doom stuff they do is great. Mm. They can still slot that into live shows and stuff, but for me this was much more rewarding. Like production wise, coming off of listening to the Forgotten Days before hearing this, this is much cleaner a production than the previous album. If you listen to Forgotten Days, the guitars are quite dirty sounding. It's almost kind of like a kind of hazy kind of feel. But on Mind Burns Alive, they've opted for something that's probably more in line with Heartless, the previous album, but still, you know, it's still heavily atmospheric. But I felt this was a bit more colourful overall in the production. And it really worked with their more kind of dynamic style on this release. Yeah, this is another really good album this week. A band that I haven't really listened to all that much, but I was thoroughly impressed with this. Final thing. Pallbearer, Mind Burns Alive. What was scoring this one?
See, there's a place for an album like this for me.
There is.
In my catalogue. Because like we listen to a lot of heavy,
oh, yeah,
at times, needlessly complex stuff, right? And as someone who enjoys like just unplugging and then replugging these headphones in, but unplugging from the system and just like being absorbed by music, this new Pallbearer album is a nighttime album for me. I can't ever imagine listening to it during the day. I would never listen to it during work, but when the house is quiet and I have some time for myself and I want like 50 minutes to be transported somewhere else, this is the sort of album that I would shove on.
Yeah.
I'd give this a 4.5. I think it's a very, very strong, like, strong isn't even, I hate that word. It's a great album. It really, really is. Mm. I think it's one of those ones that you kind of need in your collection just to let it, like, fucking unwind complexity of life and just something to fall into, and this is the sort of album you could easily fall into. So 4.5.
Yeah, for sure. I'm gonna agree with you on that one. It's a 4.5.
We are fucking synced up.
I know
like women on the period, man, honestly.
I enjoyed Forgotten Days, but I think this is a step up in songwriting for sure. I think this showcases much more of what Pallbearer have to offer, so I would go 4.5 on this one as well. So Pallbearer's new album, Mind Burns Alive, out on the 17th of May on Nuclear Blast Records. Links below to the band, to the pre-order. Check them out. Let us know what you think. Have a wee listen. Stick some comments in. That is a review. Thank you for checking it out. Much appreciated. We'll be back with another review very soon. But until then, take care. Speak to you soon.
Bye, everyone.